You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yes, it is TJ and Jody's house. Welcome, distinguished guests. It's always fun to have company in TJ and Jody's house.
Sure.
This is my wife, Jody. Love of my life. Actually, my third appendage.
Oh.
I think that sounds important.
Okay.
So we're faking energy here today.
As always. No. It seems like you say that every time. Not.
I know, because it seems like we go through the motions here. I don't think we're really feeling it, Jody.
You must and I feel think that
the
way.
I think the people are feeling it as well. We've been getting a lot of hate mail lately in the DMs. Mainly about your performance. Not mine.
Yeah, I know.
Not mine's.
I know.
So what is today? Today is a day of TJ and Jody's house that is sponsored by Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
See how I did that? That was pretty smooth. Or you thought I was about to go into something. You're going to say, wait a minute.
No.
Yeah. Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Love those people. Love their furniture. Love their mattresses. Just, I love their being.
You love
their pillows.
That's
what I love. Everything. Yes.
Everything.
So when you go into Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, any of their locations in the Lake Norman area, you're gonna find right away that they're not just some corporate slick person that's been sent down to, get rid of some furniture and have a fake sale and all of these kinds of things. 'Cause that does go on a lot in the furniture business, but not with Sweet Dreams. It's family owned and operated, and the family does so much. I mean, what is it that, Katie, who we talk to a lot, and her husband Greg, they own it, and Greg's dad, fixes things for the company. Like, he works, and if something comes up that needs to be fixed, he'll do that himself. Yeah. So, it is an all the way around family business. Everybody's involved. Her crazy brother is in there all the time wearing some sort of costume. And I don't think they ask him to do that.
You think he just does it every day?
Because that is her brother, right?
Yes.
That's not his brother.
Matt.
That's her brother. Yeah. And it's almost like they finally just gave up and they said, all right, we can't stop him from wearing costumes in here all the time, so we'll just go with it.
It's a mattress costume.
But he does different ones, too. I've seen him in a Wonder Woman costume.
Okay, cute.
No, I haven't. I made that part up. But whenever you're looking for, obviously, mattresses and beddings and things like that, the bedroom furniture and all, they've got it, and that's what they've built their name on. And then now they want to make sure everybody knows that their furniture for the rest of the house is just as great, just as wonderfully priced, and comes with the same great service. So they're all over the Lake Norman area and delivering throughout the Charlotte area in North Carolina. So go to acetj.com/mattress to check out all the stuff they have. It's a wonderful company, in case you haven't gotten that yet.
Yes.
Great company. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Sweet Dreams Mattress and Furniture. Furniture and Mattress, sorry. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Well, we've had another busy weekend.
Yeah, we have.
We went to the Kannapolis Cannonballers game Friday night, which was great. We sat right behind the home plate.
Yes, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. It was Princess Night, so I got to see all the little girls in their princess outfits. It was so cute.
I thought you were going to say it was Princess Night, so you got to go.
Ah, well, that too. But they were cute, cute, cute.
Yeah, it was.
It was packed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said that was a record crowd they had out there.
Yeah, it was
minor
awesome.
League baseball is so fun.
It's so fun.
Minor league baseball, college baseball, those are really, really fun. But if somebody got some Braves tickets, I think that'd be fun too.
It'd be so fun.
Y'all could,
we love it all.
Yeah, get in the DMs.
Yeah,
that'd be great. So then, all day yesterday, we were busy. We went to my radio partner Ace and his wife's little boy's first birthday party.
Yes.
His name is Daxel is what his name is.
Or
it's Dax for short, but his full name's Daxel.
Okay.
And we were there, and then little friend Jenny got nervous because she's not used to being around a bunch of babies. I mean, there were a bunch of babies there.
Yeah.
Because it was a one-year-old's birthday party.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen.
Yeah. And then we went out on the boat all day, but not in the water. We basically just sat in a boat on the trailer in the driveway. It was pretty nice. No, we went out all day on the boat and then came in and went out to dinner and then ate and watched college baseball.
Yes.
So that was fun.
Yes.
And then we record these on Sundays, and today is our daughter's birthday.
Yes.
24? Is that how old she is?
24.
Mm. Do you know that you had been married to me for a year by the time you were 24?
Yeah. I do.
Mm. Imagine how much happier you were at that age than she is.
She's pretty happy.
But I mean, you had just gotten your hooks into me. So.
Yeah, well, she's happy.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad she is.
Me too.
She had a big, we're going to say it was a birthday party for her.
Sure.
Big
we'll
deal.
Say it.
You know, in Nashville where she lives.
Mm-hmm.
There was a promotion with her work that was going on at, what's it called? Barstool.
Mm-hmm.
Barstool Sports is a internet network that's huge. If you don't keep up with that sort of thing, but you know who Dave Portnoy is, he's the one that does the pizza reviews where you go one bite, everybody knows the rules. And then he also now has gotten a pit bull, a rescue dog.
Mm-hmm.
That he calls Miss Peaches, and Miss Peaches is now very famous on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a promotion for a guy that works for him and his network named Caleb Presley,
mm-hmm.
and he does a podcast, and he's famous with the kids as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from North Carolina, where we live.
Yes, he is.
But it's Asheville, so. I'm assuming that he's like he comes from ultra liberal hippies and all, since he's from Asheville. But our daughter said he was one of the sweetest people that she's ever met. Said he was really sweet.
And I think he played football
he
for
did.
Carolina.
He played at his high school. He was the quarterback, and they won the state championship.
Yeah.
And then he played at Carolina, and then he went to another college and came back, and they gave him a job kind of like an assistant coach.
Oh, really?
At Carolina. He was the one that signaled in, you know, the plays and stuff.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They called him the morale director or something like
that.
Yeah. So he does have a background in sports. But all joking aside about Asheville and all, our daughter got to meet him and hang out with him and everything, and said that he was so nice.
So nice. She said the nicest guy.
Mm-hmm.
So support him. He's great.
And his girlfriend was there too. So don't act like our daughter was trying to hook up with him or anything. I know how y'all be thinking.
No.
And then the guy that works with him was there as well. And she said he was nice. His name is Glennie Balls. Well, you know Glennie.
And
you've been studying him for years.
But she said that she talked a lot to his manager too, and he was super nice. She just said that his whole everybody that worked with him and him were beyond nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's always good to hear, because she's been a big fan of his. Because I think everybody under the age of 30 is.
Yeah.
And I've seen his work too. He does these interviews with celebrities and sports figures and stuff like that. And it's just like he plays almost like he's playing this character that's really funny. And he does awkward type interviews. He's really, really successful.
And then after we heard this yesterday, every time we looked up at a TV, he was on a commercial.
Yeah, at the when we were watching baseball and eating dinner last night at the sports bar.
There he was. Mm-hmm. He was everywhere.
And it was for that Dr. Squatch product, I think is what it is. Yeah. Something about,
I don't know.
You know, hygiene and things. But that's really cool. And,
yeah.
And so, yeah, she's happier than you were at her age.
She is.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, you were stuck in Louisiana with me. And she's in Nashville hanging out with, you know, internet stars. So who cares? Whatever.
Who cares?
So hope she had a good day on her birthday, because, you know, we don't get to be with her on her birthday now that she's deserted us.
She has deserted us.
Mm-hmm.
But she seems fine to have deserted us.
Yeah, I know. I don't like it, though. I wish her no success, because I want her to come back.
That's horrible.
A broken mess.
Oh, my gosh.
So I can be her hero again.
Ew.
Is that selfish?
Yes, it's horrible to say.
Okay. All right, well, we got to take a break. And then coming up, we're going to play a little bit of What Would Jody Do? And then we have a home hack from Jody about how to keep your jewelry clean. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Ooh. I feel like we ought to be on the Hallmark Channel or something. That's coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
TJ and Jody's House.
Okay, here we go. Back to the TJ and Jody's House. Although the big voice guy just said that, so I don't know why I'm repeating it. It feels like I'm sitting lower today than I normally am in these seats.
Well, you're not.
Jody had to demolish the set again so she could do something else with this rug that's going in little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael's mm-hmm. little ball game apartment that they're renting.
Yeah.
So I had to rebuild everything again. How hard is it to just get a rug ready to go into somebody's house? I didn't realize it was a project.
It just has to lay out so that there's no bumps in it. And then I had to vacuum it because of that line down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's working.
Well, when is it going to have to be done, anything else done with it?
No.
Because we have to tear down the set and redo it?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right.
No.
This is my life. This is my life, you know.
Get another set of lights. I don't know.
Well, it's this whole big table has to be reset, and the angle of the camera and all this. Just a lot. It took me a good 5 minutes to redo it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm. Dramatic.
6 minutes.
You're probably so dramatic.
Probably closer to six.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this thing the other day, Jody.
Yes.
And it said that, you know, it gave a list of the most popular Disney names that people are giving their children.
Yeah.
And, you know, like Ariel and Elsa and Moana and all of those types of names.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they do that? Because they always have those, you know, people name their, it's mainly daughters and all that they name after the Disney characters. Why is there never a Cinderella? Why don't we ever run into Cinderella around anywhere?
But you're saying this, but I've never heard these names.
You've never heard the name Ariel?
No.
And Luna is another one. I don't know.
I have heard Luna.
I don't know which Disney that came from, but.
Luna is from our day with Bear in the Big Blue House. Well,
yeah, and then it's also those, I think it's in those crazy movie and TV shows that people watch now, like House of Dragon and all of that kind of stuff.
And I've never heard crazy anybody named Elsa.
You never heard anybody named Elsa?
No.
That's what I'm saying. They're the new popular name. Okay. The more people are naming their kids this now.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. That's interesting. And the other night when we were at the game and those princesses were popping up on the big screen for the little girl to answer. It was a game they were playing.
Name that princess.
Yeah. I didn't know some of those princesses.
No, they're all new. You wouldn't have a reason to know.
No, I just know the old Cinderella, Snow White, you know.
There's also the name Violet is making a pretty big deal out of from The Incredibles and all that. I just don't know. We never do see a Cinderella, and I think that's a pretty name.
Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. The closest we've ever gotten, or I've ever seen, to a girl named Cinderella is the DJ from the group Salt and Pepper. Mm-hmm. Her name was Spinderella, which is one of the most clever nicknames I've ever heard. But a nickname. Nobody's named their little girl Cinderella.
Cinderella. Or Sleeping Beauty.
Well, her name was Aurora or something, wasn't it?
Oh, there are girls named that.
Sleeping Beauty had a name.
Aurora. Or
was
that?
What was Belle was Beauty and the Beast, right?
Yep.
So there are a lot of girls named Belle. And
I don't
then
know
Aurora,
any girls named Belle.
Aurora, you don't?
I know dogs named Belle.
I'm telling you, there are a lot of women named Belle, and you probably just offended them.
I didn't know that. Mm. I didn't know there was a girl named. I just haven't heard anybody named Belle. I've heard dogs named Belle.
Okay, Jody, whatever.
Well, I can't help it if I've heard a dog named Belle.
And Aurora, I think, and I'm
think
sure
Aurora
somebody
is
will let
Sleeping
me know.
Beauty. Yeah. I think you're right.
Sleeping Beauty. And then there's a lot of Jasmine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And see, even this one was after our kids were bigger and all, the Princess and the Frog. I don't remember her name.
I don't know her name either. See, when you have a daughter, too, when you have a little girl, it is such a short, tiny span where they're really into the princesses. Mm-hmm. And then it's like they go from all about it. They love it. They want to be it. They want to see everything. They want everything to yuck. They don't want any part of it.
Yeah. Unless they are the ones who grow into adulthood and they still are all into the princesses.
I mean, there's
and all.
Some,
And that stand in line to get princesses' autographs and stuff at Disney World. And not to say that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, but maybe they loved them so much when they were little that they're still like, oh, it's part of their childhood that they just can't let go.
I'm sorry. If you're an adult and you don't have kids and you're standing in line to get an autograph from in the heat from a Disney character at Disney World, then you might need to take a break and sit down.
Yeah.
Maybe the heat's getting to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. You could be a very nice person, but that's just not right. Because it's not even like you're standing there to get the autograph of a real celebrity.
I mean, but to them it is. Like, they have, like,
I know.
I mean, it's a big deal.
But that doesn't make it right.
Oh, well. To each their own.
Just grab a kid and like, say, stand here with me.
Those lines are horrendous, too, to stand in line.
And I think that's different even than somebody who wants to get, as an adult, you love going to Disney World. Maybe you had the Disney wedding or the Disney honeymoon and all that. That's not my cup of my cup of tea.
Yeah.
My my teacup.
Yes,
if you will. That's not my teacup. But it's different than as an adult, you're just standing waiting to get the autograph of the person in a costume.
I don't know.
Your little Disney autograph book.
I know you don't get it, but
and if I don't get it,
a lot of people do.
If I don't get it, it means that it's wrong. Yeah. It ain't right. I'm telling you, it ain't right.
Okay.
I don't want to be some kind of an ogre or something, but I know people agree.
You don't
want to
be a Shrek.
Yeah, I don't want to be a Shrek from Universal against the Disney. And then we're still seeing a lot of these videos of people freaking out on planes, like where they're hassling the flight attendants or they get into a fight with another passenger or something, and they end up getting hauled off the plane or the plane has to get diverted, any of that kind of stuff. Now, Jody, you don't like to fly as it is. You're not a big flyer.
Mm-mm.
What would you do if you were on a flight and you're waiting to push off or you're waiting to take off?
Yeah.
And there's an unruly passenger, not a terrorist or anything like that, but just some, like a crazy woman who doesn't want to put her phone up and starts throwing a fit.
Yeah.
What would you do? Would you want to stay on that plane, or once they got her off the plane, you would be okay?
Yeah, once they got her off, I'm fine. But I would watch.
But it wouldn't freak you out to where you would think the plane's not safe now?
Not for that. I mean, people are nuts. But I'm going to tell you something. There is something going around on social media. It shows things that happen on planes and, you know, passengers freaking out and stuff like that. Some of that's fake. Like, it's like they're actors that are doing that. That's really getting on my nerves.
Yeah, doing it for the clicks and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like that. But I'm starting to know what the picture looks like, kind of, you know, I can tell. And then
okay, so they're faking it.
Yeah.
Not really on planes and stuff?
No. Maybe they're sitting on, I don't know. It's like they're sitting on a plane. But like this one guy that I saw, the girl was acting like he stole her phone.
Yeah.
And then the girlfriend was getting mad at her, and they're all yelling, and then somebody's over on the side videoing, and they keep looking at the camera. I mean, it just...
Was that the one where she called him an alien and all of that? Because
no,
that was real.
I know that one was real. No, this was not.
Well,
but there's a lot of that.
But these internet pranks or social media prank people and all that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's just...
Yeah.
Anytime you're going to be doing a prank, and then you're causing somebody else inconvenience or whatnot, then you're lucky you don't get the crap beat out of you.
And then I saw a woman that was like the military. So like the guy's standing there and his daughter gets off the bus and she's, you know, running, or she's got her ear things in, AirPods, and he's kind of calling her name. And then I guess the mom says, turn around, and she turns around, and then everybody was saying that wasn't real. And if that's the case, that's bad.
So he was faking like he was a military person
that had just come home and surprised his daughter. Yeah. And
I hate those videos.
And then they were saying that was fake.
I'm just kidding.
I don't like that one though. When it's not real, it makes me, it's sweet. But that's why I was watching it.
And how do you know it was fake?
I was just reading underneath, everybody saying we've seen that this is not real. Da, 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 da. If you read the comments,
so you believe the comments over
if there's hundreds and hundreds of comments, yes, I do. And again, it had that. I don't even know how to explain it to you. It has a look about it that's similar to the look of the ones I've been seeing on airplane videos too.
It's grainy and
it just has you can just tell it's staged.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that one bit.
Nope.
But when you do watch those videos of the mom or dad coming home from being off in the military.
Yeah.
I find myself
crying.
No. It's almost like I know how this is going to end.
God.
It's kind of like when you're picking out a birthday card or an anniversary card at the store.
Mm-hmm.
You go through so many of them, but then you think, all right, well, do I even have to read this before I buy it? Because it's not like it's going to get to the end and say, screw you, I hate you, I want a divorce.
Okay.
You know it's just going to say happy anniversary. Now, can't you just grab it and go?
Why can't you just be happy about things?
Oh, I am. I am. I'm so glad for those families.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying that the element of surprise is now gone.
Okay.
But I tell you what, I really don't like anymore. It's just because they seem to go on and on so long, these videos, and it's kind of the same story over and over, the same, you know, plays out the same, is when people are talking out of their head after they've had their wisdom teeth taken out and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been over those.
Yeah. Over it.
Mm-hmm. Nice try. Come up with something else. Ugh.
But I'm never going to get tired of people falling. So just post away.
She was watching a video the other day and laughing hysterically. And it was because a kid was graduating at high school graduation ceremony.
So funny.
And he goes to walk across when they call his name. And he wasn't doing a huge, you know, where he was acting a fool or anything. But he threw his hands up and he was like, yeah. And then he tripped. It looked like he tripped on his gown or something. And then rolled and fell completely off the stage. And she thought that was
so funny. He popped back up and got on stage. You were asleep last night, but during the game, the Tennessee game,
yeah.
The kid from, who were they playing?
Texas A&M.
He goes to run to get the ball, and he's going full speed, and he goes over to the side of like the dugout, and he's going so fast that he ends up falling head first, face forward, which I was like, oh no, he's going to get hurt. And you look and you can see through the fence and he's like doing a handstand. Yeah.
I saw the highlights.
Oh my God, I was dying.
He's sick.
And he popped right back up and he was fine. Yeah.
You're sick.
I think that was so funny.
Okay, so we got Jody's home hack for cleaning your jewelry. So exciting.
So exciting.
Coming up next.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go. It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
Okay. We have reached the fun part of the podcast show for today. And that is some life hacks from Jody. How to keep that jewelry clean, ladies. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, how embarrassing is it when you are meeting someone, you're trying to put your best foot forward, and let's say you extend your hand to greet them.
Oh, my gosh.
And you look, and that diamond ring is so cloudy and dirty, it is just looks like you have been working on your car.
Yes.
Oh, my God, how devastating. Well, Jody has the perfect way to keep your jewelry clean.
Because my friend told me about it.
Okay.
All right.
Your friend, little friend Jenny?
Yes. Years ago, she told me about this, and I've been doing it.
Because as, let's say, rough around the edges and all, as Jenny is, and like, a, you know, she loves jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she loved jewelry. Mm-hmm. And her handsome husband, Michael, is also all too glad to keep her in jewelry gifts.
Sure. But what I find funny is that today's the first day you realize that I've done this.
No, I know you've done it. All I asked was, what is that you do, that you're using? Okay. I know that you always do it.
Okay. So you get super hot water. And for me, I just use, we have a Keurig coffee pot. So yeah.
We don't like to flex or anything, but
everybody has those
we
now.
We got us a Keurig.
Yeah, everybody has those. But that way the water gets super hot. So I'll run it through just the water, and then I'll dump it out and just have half the glass full of it. And then...
it's like a highball glass.
Yep, full. A highball glass. And then I take this Mr. Clean, super cheap for this big bottle, and you just pour the other half of the glass with this and put your jewelry down in it.
Mr. Clean Antibacterial Summer Citrus.
Yep. Yep.
Now, don't drink that.
No. And then I just put all my jewelry in there, and I let it sit. I try to let it sit for the whole day. And then when I take it out, I just do, hot water. I get a toothbrush and scrub it, rinse it off, and then I take like a cloth that you do to clean glasses.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
A glasses cloth.
Okay, well, anyway. And then I just shine it up with that.
Is it a microfiber or something?
It's not microfiber, I don't think.
Well.
But anyway.
Oh, but I didn't know you had all that extra stuff. I thought you just soaked it and rinsed it.
I mean, you can if you're in a hurry. I just do the extra at the end.
But you got to leave it in there all day?
You don't have to, but the longer it sits, I think the better it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people can't go all day without their jewelry.
Well, then do it at night when you go to bed.
I don't know.
Don't make this difficult.
That
it's
takes
not.
A long time.
Anyway, so that's the
soak
hack.
All
hot
day.
Water,
you let it marinate.
Mr. Clean, half and half.
Hot water.
Hot water.
But you also have to make sure there's no coffee residue in the glass, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Although, I don't know, coffee might make it pretty, too.
A lot of people aren't familiar with those expensive Keurigs and how
gosh.
They work.
Okay, hot water out of your faucet is fine.
Oh, I thought it had to be like a steaming hot.
It doesn't have to be. Little friend Jenny, they don't drink coffee. So she uses hot water.
They have a Keurig.
But I don't think she uses it for that. No. I don't know. Maybe she does. Anyway, doesn't matter. Hot water, however you can get it. You choose the temperature. And you're making this an ordeal when it shouldn't be. It drives me crazy.
It just doesn't seem so turnkey, as they say. You know, to be able to clean your jewelry.
All right. No
what
more
do they
hacks.
Put a, what do they put a, put your jewelry in when you go to the jewelry store? If you're in there and say, let me see your rings while you're in here, I'll clean them.
I think a hot... like a steamer type thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why don't
Which
you
I
get
do
one of
need
those?
To go. No, I should just drop it at a jewelry store. And.
But don't you do it once a week or something?
No.
You don't?
No.
Oh.
No, I just notice, ooh, that's dirty. No.
But if it gets it clean, there's no need to drop it at the jewelry store. You know why? Because a lot of jewelry stores will swap out your diamonds for fake diamonds.
Not the jewelry store I know.
Yeah. But a lot do. I saw it a long time ago on 2020 or Dateline or one
really?
Of those things.
Yeah. You watch too much TV.
I don't watch as much TV as you do.
Okay.
Because you're up all hours of the night, every night watching TV.
Well, I try to be, but I fall asleep on the couch.
And what have you gotten? Like now, whenever I go to bed on Thursday nights, you and little friend Jenny... make Michael watch some like reality shows about stuff that he's not interested in or whatever.
Oh, it was the 600 pound life, but we just like the doctor on there. That's kind of mean, but that's not always on there. It's not always on, but he is a mean man.
Again, all of Jody's reality shows are about really, really big people or really, really small people.
True. I don't care.
So,
yep, it is.
And then poor Michael's stuck in there having to watch all that.
He's fine. Usually we're watching sports.
I don't know, but I hear y'all in there. It's almost like sometimes they're in there just like this the whole time I'm awake. We're watching TV when I'm up there, like, And then as soon as I go to bed, it's almost like just a party kicks off.
Well.
And when our daughter was living here, I would hear her come down the stairs whenever she knew I was gone to bed.
So what does that tell you?
It tells me that y'all are rude and mean.
No, you.
It tells me that my daughter doesn't love me.
We did watch a show, though, on Thursdays. Have you talked about that show we watch on Netflix that I love so much?
Tires.
Tires. No. Oh, my gosh. Watch that show if you have a good sense of humor and you don't mind a little bit crude.
A little bit crude.
It is very crude. Hysterical. It's on Netflix. Mm-hmm. How many was it? 6 episodes? Like 30 minutes?
Or 7 or something like that.
The funniest show ever. To me, I think it's hysterical.
Yeah, it's that. I never can remember his name.
Oh,
they call him a controversial comedian.
Yeah.
What is his name? But anyway, it was good. Yeah. Shane Gillis is his name.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So yeah, but you gotta. It's a little crude.
Yeah, it's funny though.
But it is. It's kind of. Is that man humor?
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're a woman and you're okay with man humor, watch it. Because it is so funny.
I'm Jody, and I love man humor.
I do.
So does your daughter.
Tires. Yeah. Netflix. Oh, and then I got so excited at the last one we watched, and they said season 2's coming. So I guess a lot of people like me, a lot of women that love the crude, went season 2.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it helps when... Jelly Roll posts on his stuff that this is the funniest show he's ever seen.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Oh my God. Well, Jelly Roll's right. I mean, that's funny.
I think Jelly Roll has reached that point right now where he could go out into the middle of the street in Nashville and urinate and people would go, that's awesome.
Well, you know that. Good for him.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
I'm not saying
good
it in a bad
him.
Way.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that was there with him when nobody else in the mainstream knew who he was.
I know. You always got to toot your horn, don't you?
Well.
But he
has not even acknowledged that in public.
No, he has not. He's got other things to do.
Hmm. I know.
Anyway, Tires. Watch it.
And we're also watching the docuseries about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Mm-hmm. On Lifetime.
But I
please
have to,
don't
like,
tell anybody I'm watching a show on Lifetime.
But I have to get in the right mindset of that because that irritates me, that show, a little bit sometimes.
Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh. And other than that, we're not watching any other shows.
Oh, yes,
we are.
Mayor of Kingstown.
Oh, yeah, Mayor of Kingstown's back.
Which, oh my gosh, love Jeremy Renner so
much. Do you
know
how many people say that they can't, like normal people that aren't weenies, most of the time. I've met a lot of non-weenie people who say, I can't watch that. It's too much.
I know. It's very violent, though. But you have looked away when I haven't.
The only thing I look away at is gross things.
Well, like that's most of the show.
No, I mean, I don't look away when they're fighting and shooting each other and stuff. I look away when somebody's guts are on the floor and another person's slipping in them. I can't watch that. Of course, I wouldn't be able to watch that. In any show.
So I saw a clip on Jeremy Renner. Did you see it? It was on Instagram, and he was saying, they were asking him about if he did his own stunts, which we just watched one that he did the other night. And he said that he put on his tennis shoes, like with his suit, and said, let me try. And he did it.
What did he do?
It was that...
When
it was
he was fighting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he didn't think he could do it because he said there were some days that people were having to help him walk onto the set.
Yeah, and I've noticed from the beginning that his shoes are different with his suit now.
They're black.
Since he had... Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, and they're soft shoes. Sole, not dress shoes.
Man,
And that since his accident, he came back for this. But the fact that he's doing... anything.
I know, it is crazy.
You know, from that accident that he had, much less doing as much stuff as he is doing. I mean, because you really can't tell the difference this season and in previous seasons.
And he does a Brooks tennis shoe commercial where he's running. And I mean, he's full running. And I mean, what he went through and that how to see him doing all that is he is a walking miracle. But that show is so good, but it is violent and kind of gross sometimes.
And if you're not familiar with the Jeremy Renner and the accident he had, he was, you know, short story, he was run over by a snowplow. Mm-hmm. And everything in his body was crushed just about it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Go look that up if you don't know about it.
Yeah.
And then also, if you're not a weenie and you can handle violence on TV, made up fake violence, then watch Mayor of Kingstown.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're through.
Yeah.
And there's some good baseball on. I'm going to go watch. And I assume, Jody, you're going to take a nap because that's all you do.
Maybe.
That's all. She
does. Today is supposed to be a day of rest.
I know. Every day is a day of rest.
For who?
One Miss Jody.
Oh, you're full of it.
All right. Well, we got to go now. Uh-huh. Okay. Love you. Bye. Love you.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more. The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at ACETJ.com/weightloss.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.